KCL, KN4VWA.
Right, Lou, Steve, W2T.
Well, don't be interrupting my communicating here. What's up, Rusty?
Well, I'm sitting here at home, seeing what kind of trouble I get into online, you know. Looking to order me a larger external hard drive. Seems like I've filled up two single terabyte ones, and I need something bigger, it looks like. So I'll have to see what I can do, you know.
I should be right back with you.
W2D sitting here.
KN4VWA.
Have you heard K2RCL in there today? K2RCL.
No, but I've only been in here about the last 5 or 6 minutes. I've been elsewhere around all over the house, but in here, you know.
Yeah, yep. Well, I finally got fed up with my local bank and some of their stupidity. And making you jump through, I mean, just absolutely stupid hoops to do one little single function. And I'm going to go away from them, and I'm going to go to online banking entirely. Looks like I'm going to go with Schwab.
What? You prior military? I was going to say, if you were prior military, you could consider USAA or Navy Federal Credit Union, and both of those are online. I do online banking with everything with those, and you know, I don't have any problems. They help me with it. You know, if I've got a question about something, all I got to do is pick up the phone or go online, and the problem gets solved. You know.
Would I qualify if my son served and my dad served? I fell in that gap right there for Vietnam when they stopped the draft. Matter of fact, they weren't taking anybody in. They were letting out.
Well, now, if your dad was in the service, you could probably qualify to bank at USAA because they look at that, too, as qualifying. So you might give them a call and talk to them. They, like I said, they're very good, and they've got, and if you need car insurance, want to get your car insurance all in one place, they're the people to do it with, too. I went with Navy Federal Credit here a while back because I had a problem with another people, and I didn't want to go stay with them, and Navy Federal Credit happened to be where I was at the time. I was down in Florida with my sister and went down and talked to them. And like I said, I live up here. The nearest Navy Federal Credit Union facility to me is like Charleston, I think. And I do everything online. And if I got a problem, I pick up the phone, call them, and they solve it for me.
Do they do the other services at USAA, like home equity lines and mortgages and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, USAA does all of that, and so does Navy Federal Credit Union. But, see, I'm a retiree, so that gave me the in-the-door Navy Federal Credit. For you, you would probably be better off looking at USAA because, like I said, they are, you know, and they offer all of those things. Just give them a call, you know, and see what they have to tell you.
The second part is because my son is in a former Navy, and he's going to be looking at, well, I don't know, he may not need that way because he'll probably do a VA loan on his house. He's never had a VA mortgage, so he qualifies for it. And that's interesting. So USAA, that's United Services, what is that?
United Services Automobile Association. But if you look them up, go USAA. That's the way they are online, USAA.com.
Right, I may just... yeah, I've been checking out Schwab and NerdWallet and a couple others. And, you know, if I'm going to have the grief of, you know, the stupidity that the brick-and-mortar people here locally have, then I might as well go somewhere that it's, you know, national instead of just here local. And I'm just fed up with UCBI.
I would recommend either one of those to anybody, you know, that because I've always had good service with both. I left USAA because I had something else that caused me to make a change, and I needed a different banking at the time, and also that was the only reason I left USAA. But other than that, I'd have still been with them, and if I ever have any problem with the ones I've got now, I'll go back to USAA. Because they offer, like I said, they offer home, auto loans, home loans, car insurance, home owner's insurance, life insurance. I mean, you can get the whole package with them.
Okay. Well, that's another one to consider. So what else has been going on? Anything good?
It's the usual Wednesday. And all, I got to run out here in a little bit and get some, pick up a couple of things I forgot at the grocery store yesterday, of course. And, you know, and trying to get, wait on the adjuster to call me to come look at my roof, because I got to have some roof repair done. Get the insurance adjuster over here. And then I got to come up with my share of it, because, you know, unless I get a good contractor who will, you know, cover the discount that I've got to pay, which is $1,000, my part of it. So, anyway, you know, minor things like that, as they say.
Yep. I know what you mean. Man, I went through that battle with Liberty Mutual here about, 3 years ago. Remember that bad hailstorm that came through? Well, we had a metal roof on our building over there, and I mean, the hail was so bad, it punched holes in our metal roof, and they wanted to just patch little spots, even though the whole roof was just dented all up. It was beat to crap. I mean, it had 6 or 8 holes in it, and they wanted to replace it with material that didn't match and all this and other. We held out, and it took us a year, but We made them replace the roof. It was $54,000.
Well, you're not the only person I know that had trouble with those folks concerning metal roofs. Another guy I know, he has his office building had a metal roof on it, and he got damaged in a storm. In fact, it ripped a couple of, the storm was so bad coming through that the wind was so bad it ripped off 4 of the panel sections, and they wanted to just come in and fix the they only wanted to pay for having it fixed, not repaired and replaced, because it bent, you know, it ripped off 4 sections, and then it bent I don't know how many others, but all they wanted to do was repair the damaged portions. And it took him 8 months to get his, but he got it fully paid for. And on top of that, they ended up paying, they even covered his deductible, because he threatened to take them to court over it if they didn't.
Tell you one thing, they're not easy to deal with, but if you hold them to it, they will finally pay. But yeah, our roof, man, I tell you what. That roof would have been, for an industrial building, a good heavy gauge of metal roof is the way to go, because the roof that we had up there was in perfectly good condition, probably would have gone another 10 or 15 years, and it was already 40 years old.
That's the unfortunate thing. I used to be in the insurance business on both the sales side of it and the corporate side of it, with all kinds of different companies and property and casualty and everything else. So I've seen all of the, all of the headaches from both sides of it, and been dealt with on both sides. So, you know, as being an insured and also being as someone that worked for the insurance company. So been there, done that. Don't have a T-shirt because I don't want people to know that.
I tell you what, insurance companies do not have the best reputations, especially State Farm. And I tell you what, I rank them right up there with lawyers and car salesmen.
You is what they are what they are, and, you know, you have to decide what you're going to do about it and go from there, so. Oh, so what are you up to today?
Down Lowe's and get me some sky blue paint, and I got to get some other materials, a couple of light fixtures to go in my man cave that I had modified, and a little more corner mold. So that I can go back to the house and get back to work. And, other than that, I'm going to have lunch with a buddy of mine who I went to high school with. There's a whole crowd of us to kind of hang out. You know, another day, spend another dollar.
Some of those days in which you make some of those dollars back, my friend. Lately, you seem to be doing more of the spending part of it than you are of the collecting it.
Oh, I just finished up a large job on Tuesday. It put some nice coin in the bank, and I've got another little job going on Friday that'll put about another grand in the pocket. So it all evens out. You know, the work keeps me in my toys and having fun.
I was sure it did. I just hadn't talked to you in a while, so I didn't know what you were up to lately. And all, but good to hear you're keeping yourself out of trouble, you know?
And, well, let me tell you this. I'm in good shape with the boss lady. I'm building a train room for our granddaughters. And,
I'll be right back. It should take a second. All right, WDD. I tell you what, I knew it would take long. Somebody from Verizon, I dubbed Verizon here about 3 months ago, and somebody from Verizon called me, and you can tell she was offshore. She could barely say the name, and I just, hey, when you learn to speak the language, call me back.
Out the way I am with some of those places that call, and I get enough of them that, you know, I've gotten so that I, you know, if they don't speak English, I don't talk to them, and I run into some of those places like that, so that lately I told, I was on the phone with AT&T, and, or had to call them about something, and they called me back. And the person that called me back, English was not their first language, needless to say. And I informed the gentleman that called me back. I said, sir, I says, I can't understand half of what you're saying. So therefore, you know, I want someone who is English speaking to call me back. Please do so as soon as possible. Thank you very much. And I hung up, went on about my business.
You know, I'm just getting tired of this junk where you got to work to understand what they want. You know, hey, it's their problem, not mine.
And with what I pay AT&T and Verizon and all these places, you know, I expect to get someone that has a modicum that understands what I'm trying to tell them, and they can talk comprehensively enough in the English language to tell me what I need to know. Call Steve.
No, W4NGU just texted me and wanted me to meet him for lunch over at Taco Casa. And that's way on over on the Pleasantburg. I'm out here on 29, and I got to meet this other boy. I told him to come on and eat lunch with us. Better food, too.
Where are you going for lunch?
You ever heard of Josie's on Wade Hampton?
What's the name of it?
Josie's. It used to be the Josie's Kitchen. It used to be the Dickie's Barbecue down there, just past Target.
Okay, I know where you're talking about now. Yeah, I've heard of it, and I haven't been there in a long time, but I know where you're talking about, so yeah. And I'll... So anyway, well, you go and enjoy your lunch with your friend, and don't overeat today, and I'll probably catch you later on. I'm I'm sitting here waiting on a claims adjuster to call me so I can get things going. All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, 73W2T.
Okay, and 4BWA, clear.
4NGU, KN4BWA.
4NGU, KN4BWA.
GU, KN4BWA.
Top enough here, north
Landrum,
0 2 hours.
Are you at home? No, I'm up north of Landrum and it's a crummy place. I just wanted to say good morning. It's good afternoon now.
Now, by 2 minutes, it is afternoon. How about that? All right, well, listen, I'm going in to get me some grub. I will talk to you soon, bud. KN4BWA, clear.
Good place. Talk to you later, Steve.